I'm Rick, your host, and thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure when I could be here with you and you can enjoy what's happening. And we want you to take part in your community, be a part of some really cool events. And here's one that we're going to tell you about and you should definitely take note and take part of. It's happening October 21st from 10 till 5 through October 22nd from 11 to 4, the Hudson Valley Pottery Tour. You can check out Hudson Valley Pottery Tour.com. In-person sale and studio tours. You'll see nothing like this. It is an incredible event where you can go to the studios of the people who are presenting and making this great art, and it's their passion. And speaking of passion, we have somebody who loves pottery and is a passionate person about the earth and what's going on. And to work with pottery, you have to have some connection to clay and earth, do you? This is Doug Peltzman. He's our guest this morning. Hi, Doug.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Wait, I got nothing. Try now.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Come on, speak close to the mic.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
Now, Doug, how long have you been a potter?
I've been making pots since 2003, where I literally stumbled upon it at SUNY New Paltz.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really? So some homegrown inspiration. You found out about making pottery and then fell in love with the art?
I mean, the way it went was, well, I met my future wife. She was already a fairly really good potter when I met her at SUNY New Paltz. And I was just visiting the school. My little brother was enrolled there for graphic design. Stumbled into the ceramic studio one night on a visit, and everybody was very welcoming, very cool. It was a community, and I had already had many years of painting in my background. I got a painting degree from Pratt, and decided to switch gears after that chance visit.
Huh. And yeah. What was it? Was it like working with your hands or the visual 3D aspect? Like, what caught your eye?
You know, my dad is a builder of everything, a jack of all trades. And I've always worked with my hands. So I think it was the for me, feeling a disconnect for painting and how to get paintings to people. Huh. And I thought, you know, pottery, I can take all of my background in painting, apply that to my pottery, and it's a way to connect with people. I mean, people have been making pottery for 20,000 years.
So in your pottery, is it the functional design that's important, or the glaze, or what you put on the actual pottery?
Yeah, people always say, oh, this part of the process I hate, or that part of the process I love. It's funny, I love every aspect of it. I love the formation of it. It's sometimes hard for me to switch gears from making pots to glazing pots because I love the aspect of making. But then when I'm glazing, I'm completely immersed in that part of it too, because that's where I really feel like my painting prowess can, you know, I can explore pots with composition and play with color theory and all of these elements to kind of come together to create the final piece, which is critical, you know? I mean, any part of the process that's overlooked can be seen in the final product, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to pottery, again, do you make art pieces or functional, drinkware or bowls?
I make... The pottery tour itself will cover the complete gamut of all of that. Ceramic sculpture, still life, functional pottery. Personally, I am completely immersed in making mugs and cups and plates and bowls.
Very functional.
Yes, very functional. Things that people can live with. Essentially like architecture for your table is how I like to think about it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, your designs are rich and they have earth tones to them. Like, how do you choose the glaze and what color you're going to make them?
Yeah, I mean, being trained as an artist first and then as somewhat of a craftsperson and working in utilitarian objects, I'm always inspired by my surroundings. Like, my pots have changed over the years. Mm. I sort of let my interests evolve, and I always search for joy in the studio, and that has brought me to a color palette that's actually very reminiscent of what we're going through right now in the Hudson Valley, which is fall.
Yeah.
And the deep tones of fall have sort of really inspired my work. I mean, but around the pottery tour, like at Tim Rowan's studio, his work is completely inspired by nature in a way of geological formations. He digs his own clay. And
wow.
And that clay has a specific language. Anat's work is so much about glaze and still life and beauty and theory and philosophy. Jeff Shapiro was trained in Japan. So when you go to his studio in Accord, he has a traditional tea room where it's like a gallery, but also a tea room. And he fires his work in a big burning wood kiln, which wow. fires for 7 days. And wow. somebody has to put wood in that for 7 days. Kathy Erdemann just built a new studio in Stone Ridge. And her work is so it's so rich and sort of like in the design world and layered glazes and beautiful, you know, contemporary pieces. And then Brian Seabez, to finish it out, who's the current teacher, professor at SUNY New Paltz, his work is all 3D printed. So
really?
His work starts as a two-dimensional drawing that is put into a computer program, stretched and given volume, and then it's printed by a robot, essentially. And you would think the objects would be cold, but they are deeply tactile and, you know, immensely beautiful. So, yeah, and each of the studios invites artists from the region, or like I have two artists coming from West Virginia and Virginia. I have an artist coming from New York City. So, yeah, it's a really wonderful weekend of what this area has to offer, you know? Yeah.
Now, folks can get further info about the Hudson Valley Pottery Tour by visiting the website, hudsonvalleypotterytour.com, and you'll have a map on the website, the studios, and where do you suggest people start?
I would either start in Accord at Jeff's studio or in Shokan at my studio. You'll see the map is a beautiful line over the Shokan Reservoir, through Stone Ridge and down to Accord or vice versa. That's the perfect trip, and we're going to be rain or shine. Most of the stops have indoor studios. So
now, when it comes to glazing, and like looking at the work from Anat, it's pretty amazing, and the colors and the glazes are very dynamic.
Yeah.
Are these all done at one time? Is it painted, the glaze painted onto the clay and then fired, or is it multi-layered?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff when you see, like, Anat is doing mostly glaze decoration, and it looks like there's some saturated oxides and things on those pieces on the card. But, you know, for instance, like I use a lot of slip, which slip is like a yogurt-like consistency of clay. So I will apply a layer of slip to a piece, then fire it, then apply glaze over that, then fire it again. So you're developing this richness, you know, and the clay kind of comes through all that, you know. But yeah, there's just so many, like the one of the beautiful things.
Is it done like that though, like where it's glazed and then painted and reglazed, or is it all done at once?
No, I mean multiple firings. Okay. Yeah. And the beautiful thing about this tour and the spots on the tour and the artists on the tour are just the diversity of the work, which is what is amazing. It's an educational experience.
And that's really cool. Now, you came up with this idea for the benefit of people like me, so we can get exposed to the studios, to the artists, and now there's sales involved here.
Oh, yeah.
You can take home pieces of pottery.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's all about coming out, learning, sharing in the love, you know, having a drink, Having some pizza if you come to my stop. We got a wood burning pizza oven.
Yeah.
And taking something home and letting it grow on you. I mean, there's nothing like drinking out of a really good handmade mug or having something in your daily routine that can bring you joy.
Yeah.
You know, and change your perception about it. You know, instead of drinking out of that IKEA or Walmart mug, try drinking out of something that another human made and spends their life dreaming about, you know?
I know one thing is that it's a joy to wake up and when you have a fresh pot of coffee and you go to the cabinet, you open it up and you see a Doug Peltzman mug staring at you in the face, as opposed to, you know, there's a couple other selections in there, but you always go to that one that is handmade, looks beautiful, and keeps your coffee warm. It's functional in every aspect. And that's it. We'll break out the Doug Peltzman mugs and we'll have a nice Sunday cup of Joe hanging out, reading the paper like the old days.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
So folks, don't miss out on the Hudson Valley Pottery Tour. The weekend is October 21st and 22nd. It's a great opportunity to go see how the artwork is done, see how the techniques are used, fired, and you get the finished product, which is really cool that I can per se go to your studio in Shokan and walk out with two brand new Doug Peltzman mugs. So I'm looking forward to that. October 21 and 22, the 21st from 10 to 5, the 22nd from 11 to 4. All the info, a map, and beautiful representations of some of the artist's work is online at HudsonValleyPotteryTour.com. Doug, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Appreciate it. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
The science.